course that will last for half an hour, huh?
How to get your washing really stain-free, understand this. Biotech removes the stains and dirt washing works.
Just soak in Biotech.
Stains, grass stains, tiresome color and cut stains. Ingrained dirt, soil and grime. Out they all come and you don't stir a finger.
Just soak in Biotech.
Biotech with natural enzymes is the pre-wash powder with the most enzymes to give you extra pre-wash power. Absolutely no rubbing, no color loss, no fabric wear. Use it for cotton, silk, woolen, synthetic. Use it to make new again. Soaking in Biotech removes the stains and dirt, but washing works.
Just soak in Biotech.
I'll drive right up to the front, too, while I'm about it. Stupid leaving the cook. Now the trees are there.
Oh, stop it.
end. Well, stop, Ben, will you stop being stupid? I thought she went out to get the luggage. Darling.
Oh, that's you. Where's the
torch? Oh, darling, I want to see you again. Stop messing about. You can't stand me anymore.
What do you mean?
You know exactly what I mean.
Bye, Dana.
Stop at the store.
Darling, I don't know what you're on about. I wasn't down there at school last night.
Darling, I'm not super amused. Really.
Oh, that's in Victoria. So you're not amused. Katie, I went out to bring the car up to get the stuff in.
Yes, well. Well,
if I was down there in the other wing, how'd I get out of there anyway?
Could you?
Kitchen goes back there.
Listen, what
is this?
Someone was standing in the passage, though, just below the stairs.
Well, I couldn't be, darling, because...
And as I said your name, he took one or two paces towards me and then turned and went away.
Went where?
I don't know. I heard the car then and... Couldn't
I was driving the car, so... There, you see. You imagined it. Credo. Come on. Let's get things sorted out. Rest of the furniture coming today.
It's starting to look like home. roll up, Napoleon Bonaparte slept here. Arthur, drown out, butchers.
What's the name? That was someone. I saw him.
Joanna, a bit off center when they used it out of Sixth Van, you know, love.
Well, that's different to your plan, now, will it, sweetheart?
What? You know what I want.
Oh, darling. No, it's not 9 o'clock yet.
I was talking about supper. Pickles, cheese, tomatoes.
Haven't got any.
And gherkins in there, gherkins. All right, miss out the tomatoes. Come on, chop, into the kitchen.
Here. Hot children, you two.
Hot runny soup in mud.
Is it a man?
Of course you're not mad.
Then believe me, then. He turned
and... I mean... He turned?
What a smile.
A man?
Yes, I saw it not there.
Yes, over... Is it... Sit down, I'll get the supper.
You don't believe me, do you? Hmm?
I don't know. I don't not believe you.
I'll stay here when he gets the food.
Well, you might as well get it then. You better not have tea. Make it green.
That's right. Send me up about it. Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Come here. Daddy? Yes?
Hmm? Darling, I didn't mean it.
Something wrong with her? I don't know.
Let's play some music. I feel like dancing.
But I thought you had a splitting headache.
Oh, that was 5 minutes ago. I've taken Grandpa Headache powder since.
Grandpa Headache powders kill pain, soothe pain nerves, and lift depression. Grandpa Headache powders are extra effective because they have a triple action. Grandpa Headache powders work extra fast because they dissolve almost immediately. Get fast, effective relief from any pain, all pain. Get Grandpa Headache powder.
Ah, Grandpa. Oh, darling, you did look as though you're enjoying yourself. The party's great.
Yes, it wasn't until I ate.
So take a Digel. I always keep some in my bag.
But I already took an antacid.
Yes, darling. But Digel is much more than an antacid. Digel has double action. There's a layer of antacid plus a layer of quinesicum. It's the quinesicum that relieves that dreadful bloated feeling. Here, try a Digel.
Like they say, when you eat too well, demand Digel. So that's the fix, then, is it? Either I don't do any more evening work, or if I do and I've got to, you say to mother's.
Well, there's nobody for it in having a house of one's own, is there? We might just as well live as your mother's. Kate? Kate? Kate!
I heard what you said. I'm not there.
Oh, Kate, this is ridiculous.
Ridiculous or not, I'm not staying in this blasted house alone, night or day.
Katie, this is our home. It's our house. Ours. I worked down hard for this. No rent, no landladies. They want to poke their noses.
Except him.
Him?
What your... Bessie, I didn't tell you because I knew you'd laugh and not believe me. But Saturday afternoon, when you went to golf, I went up to the first landing to try to get the loan from the chest. And I saw him playing me this time. He just... leaning against the wall by the chest and looked at me. Gavin, someone playing a joke. Oh, oh.
Look, looked at me. What do you look like? I mean, what's
the same way. I didn't see the face properly last time. This time I did say it was gray. It was gray. And it was just something. And his arms were inside it. And yeah, just the chin. And just the face. Gray. And then... and he smiled. Oh, and Kevin.
Yes?
Kevin.
What, love?
Where are you? Just black. Kevin, we've got to go away. There's something not good here. Please. I'm frightened.
Why didn't you... tell me, Mr. Edwards.
He's telling you the whole lot.
Right. Because there was any need. Well, I think there was a lot of need. If you sell a house and it's had 9 different families living in it in 14 years, and for the past 3 years it's been empty altogether...
Hang on. Let me finish, please.
If I heard of a house like this, I'd expect to find dry rot, worms in the cellar, the roof caving in, and drained along something. I mean, the price wasn't all that low.
£4,000.
Yes, yes, sure, it was a bargain. You looked at a lot of houses and ours was calm, and it was the best all-round buy there was. Could you tell me, Mr. Reckitt, why no one from the village will go anywhere near the place after dusk?
Mr. Holroyd, in every village all over England you'll find a house somewhere with a lot of superstitious twaddle connected.
And we bought the local haunted house to Woodford.
Oh, that's fine, isn't it?
How long would it take to sell the darn thing? Another 3 years, I suppose?
But surely, it's not
dangerous. My wife has had several very bad shocks since we've moved there. She's very unhappy. Mr. Edwards... is there any way of finding out more about the place?
More?
Yes. You've given your sister back to 1944. It was empty during the war.
I believe it's a little bad state of repair then. But the earnings were fall now.
But I'm not really interested in that. There's 1809 carved up over the front porch. And you said yourself it was a century and a half old. Now, how could I find it?
Yes, sir. We are merely the London agents. But the property's so old. We can't...
Yes, I appreciate that. I'm asking where I can go to find out.
It's earlier history.
Yes.
But only the Woodford Town Hall. Parish records. I can't think of it.
Thanks. I must be off. I miss my train. Well, thank you for your help. I know it's your business to sell houses.
Which train?
Train?
Which one are you taking? From Waterloo, is it?
Yes. 5:18. Are you?
Well, you'll have a wait, I'm afraid. It's Friday. After the 4:38 for Portsmouth, there's nothing stopping at Woodford till 6:10.
Oh, no. That means I won't get home till after dark.
Blah.
I'm not on the phone yet either.
Well, I think to myself for the old cross in the garage and a diamond.
At 8,000 pounds again. They've got to emigrate, Daddy. I can't bear the fella. Rain and rain and rain, holy alone. It's no work tonight, Daddy. I never forgive. It's Friday, it's not your work night.
Bobbing about around her like a terrier. She's had a shock. She needs rest now. A lot of rest, not you.
But she doesn't know me. She doesn't know who I am. She's been like this ever since I came home. Why did I have to get that late train?
She ought to go to her mother, as you suggest, away from this house. Take her, but do something for me. When you have her settled... No, I'll arrange for the ambulance, see that you... When you have her settled, come and see me in a day or two if you can, and I'll keep you along. And I'll just do as I ask, will you, Mr. Holroyd?
If you've got a mother, if she's okay, all right. Going out of my mind. Hansford, he's a marvelous man, but she seems awfully well. Poor mother's... What the devil's happened to her, Doctor? Hansford's feeling very carefully, won't commit himself at all. I always thought one could say, oh, the symptoms are such and such, therefore she's suffering from X, Y, Z, you know?
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell it to you before you get an inaccurate, garbled account of it from someone else. And also because I think you are intelligent enough to make of it, well, what needs to be made of it.
Sorry?
I'm not a superstitious man, Howard, but certain things worry me. Things I can't explain. Now listen. The house you bought in Woodford, the house your wife was unhappy in, and the house you subsequently took her away from, was built in 1802 by a man called Jack Faber.
It's got 1809
of the house was built at a later date. Jack Faber built the house and brought his bride there. 2 years later, he surprised his wife with a lover. He killed the man. He strangled his wife and hung her body from the lich gate. He was taken and tried and condemned to die for the double murder. From the gallows, he declared that even though Hanley, his language is quaint and these and vows, but understand. Even though you hang me, I shall return to my home and I shall dwell there with my bride. He swore this on oath, and then they stretched his neck and laid him in Murder's Corner. In the graveyard is 500 in 1935, the gas works down there right now. I tell you what it's worth. As a man of medicine, I want to say it's all nonsense, but I can't. Perhaps I'm not worthy of my calling. The best doctors are irreligious and have no truck with curses and life on another plane and all that. Here it is.
Jack Faber. All he was short of was a bride. And so he tried to take mine.
I don't know how to write. I don't know.
So we intruded, I suppose. And now he's in position again. We'll just have to see about that. Goodbye, Doctor.
Well, I'm going to keep in touch with Hansford. I'll know how she progresses.
Thanks. Where I was standing. I saw him.
And if you're good, I want you to be. Look at the girl. Smile. Hardly seen a thing. All I did was buy a house. I've lost my wife. And now, Cliff, I have Jack Faber. You see, he was at the funeral too, standing just beside the mother. Of course, no one else saw him. No one else ever will, except me. I'll never be rid of him until I see.
Just soak in biotech. Just soak in biotech.